Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, for several days now, I told you about my friends who graduated to glory, and I rejoiced in having known all of them, but I'm not going to do that today. I want to share with you news from Franklin Booth and his wife Brenda and family down in Panama. And Brother Franklin says, it's great to be able to express what the Lord has been doing here in his ministry over the last couple of months. Just yesterday, Brenda and I celebrated 26 years of ministry here in Panama. Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. To God be all the glory. Now, talk about fun. Back in May, they celebrated their 30th wedding anniversary here in Panama. And they praise the Lord for these wonderful years together, the years that God has given them. Well, in February, we were able to baptize Johan, whose mom and dad and sisters were baptized back in November, and the Lord is good. The last day of February, we saw the closure of our annual Vacation Bible School clubs. The Lord blessed uniquely this year in that we were able to distribute Samaritan boxes to all the children. Each day, we ministered to an average of 214 children. We had over 200 visitors and 142 attendants on graduation day, and Trinity Baptist Church had a record-breaking attendance of 86. And then an additional blessing was having our long-time supporting pastor, Terry Angel, and his wife, Joyce, with us. What a great time we had together fellowshipping, serving the Lord with them. Now, praise the Lord, we have fruit that remains from the Vacation Bible Clubs. A young boy named Juan Carlos, 11 years old, who accepted Christ during the clubs, started coming faithfully, and he loves it, especially since we have a church wheelchair that he can use. And he doesn't have one at home, by the way. It would be a blessing if someone would consider helping with that. Another group of four siblings from another family have been coming faithfully to our church as well. Praise the Lord for Adelis and Milan and Andres and Andrea Cordoba as they continue to attend faithfully. Well, then again, back in March, we saw our school start back, which means three of our young adults return to their second year classes in the Bible Institute. And we're thankful for young people who want to prepare to serve Him full time. Once again, thank you for your love and your prayers and your finances as we continue to labor for souls in Panama. Now, this letter makes me mindful of what we are all about here at BMI. Missionaries go and they stay. Aren't you happy when you hear about families that have gone to the field? And in the case of the Booth family, 26 years of ministry there and been married 30 years, and most of their married life serving the Lord on the mission field. And then when they go there and they win people to Christ and they baptize them and they encourage them and they train them and they do it again. And what a life that is. And boy, we wish, and not only do we wish, but we pray here all the time that God would call more laborers into the harvest fields around the world. And I think it would be appropriate to pray, God, call more missionaries like the Booth family who have given their lives to go down to the country of Panama and see a work built for God.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.